Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
So what are we going to do for this year's spring break until all of this is resolved? It's coming in 2 weeks.
I know it is.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you this, all the compromising seems to have to happen on that side of the room.
Okay.
Because they're the ones who own the property. The only investment anyone has on this side of the room is t-shirts.
That is not so. I live on Perdido Key. How dare you say that my only...
So if we're
going to
have a compromise, the compromise they had...
You know, sometimes a line can be so good that it almost doesn't even matter that it's not true. And that's... I mean, she's not wrong, okay? Laura Begras, who was upset at Steve Stroberger for making that claim, she owns on Perdido Key. So she owns property, just not on the beach. And so in talking about customary use, he's saying, look, the primary investment by those of you who want public access is you bought a bunch of yellow t-shirts. It's the Save Our Beaches ladies all over again. And, you know, act two. And she says, that's not fair. I own a condo. And that's been part of the point, is that people who bought on Perdido Key, who bought not on the beach, they want access to the beach and thought they were going to get it, and they're not. And people who bought on the beach with lot lines that go all the way to mean high tide line, past the dune, all the way to the water, they thought they had private beaches. And the other folks are saying that they don't. And I mean, that's the essence of the issue. Okay, so some people want to have access to the beach for everybody, regardless of what you paid for and what you continue to pay for and what you maintain. And other people want to have it only for those who own it because they thought that when they bought property, they got to own their property. So we had a lot of comments from a lot of different people.
Good morning, Earl Wright, 12470 Ryland Drive, retired Marine Corps. I fought to for country for us to be free. When I drive into the state, I drive out of the state, it says, welcome to a free state. The sidewalks that we walk on here are public access. Our beaches should remain public access. I'm here to support that.
I didn't understand the connection between Part A and Part B, because a sidewalk is created by the government, is funded by the government, is repaired by the government. A beach is private property owned by the people who bought it, so it doesn't track. Also, hey, fighting for freedom, absolutely. But part of that freedom is the right to life, liberty, and, you know, property. And so I didn't really understand the argument he was making here.
Trash on the beach, parking, that's an ownership problem. That's an ownership problem. You own a piece of property on the beach, you're going to get trash, you're going to get people, you're going to people tracking through your dunes. That's part of being an owner. That's one of the perils.
Same thing. I thought, you know, the first part of that would seem to indicate don't let people come there and trespass and create the problem. And then he seems to say, well, you know, tough for you. You don't like it, don't own on the beach. Well, what does it mean to own on the beach if other people can trespass your property and litter, and then you turn around and say that they just have to suck it up, buttercup? This is Marin Abnett.
It seems like such a selfish thought that anyone should be allowed to own the beach.
But why? I mean, why is that selfish?
No beach.
I mean, by that reasoning, all private property is selfish. It seems so selfish to think that you could own, you know, a plot of land that has trees on it with pretty forest, or that you could own a slice of riverfront property, or that you could own a prairie, or that you could own, all private property is selfish. I mean, it might be selfish, but I mean, that's the nature of private property ownership.
No beach. Should be privately owned. No one should own the God-given sky, ocean, or beach. It is such a selfish mindset that a few should claim it and want to keep others out.
Okay, but again, if that's the rationale, then that rationale means nobody owns any private property. Nobody has any ability to trespass people. It's purely selfish to build a house and think that you can use it for yourself and keep people out of it. Why is the beach, why is the salty beach so special, and the beach on the lakefront, or the beach on the river, or Ono Island, which is private and you cannot trespass it, or why is sand so different from grass? I mean, if somebody has a backyard that goes up against the water and it's got grass instead of sand and they say no trespassing because that's the right in their property, why is that different? Like, the principle here cannot be made consistently across all forms of property ownership. And like I've said before, I'll say it again. I started off completely on the fence on this issue. I did not have very strong opinions one way or the other. I saw both sides, and I heard both sides. The more the pro-customary use people talk, the less right they look. It's wealth envy. It's principles that undermine the concept of private property. It's entitlement to things that you have not earned the right to. It's undermining of the American principle of the right of property and the values of thrift and saving and investing. You may not like it. I may not like not being able to go on somebody's stuff, but that doesn't entitle me to go on it. Steve Stroberger, after all the public comment.
I think I want to address the private property rights issue. Because I'm going to give everybody a constitution here, if you pass that down.
It's Larry Downs Jr.
This is Commissioner Stroberger's time to talk, and responses are limited to the board or if you are asked a specific question. So please be respectful.
So these constitutions are a gift from the Republican Party. I see that you're giving them back, okay? That says a lot about how you feel about our constitution. I'm talking.
That's Mel Pino yelling in the background. She just could not keep her mouth shut yesterday. Wanted to talk back. She thinks she's an elected official. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. She was the one who made the comment about you don't know you say it's the right to property, but it's the right to pursuit of happiness. And no, in the 5th and the 14th Amendment, it's the right to property, life, liberty, and property. Those are protected by law, not by the expression of values in the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, and Steve Stroberger said it right on that, but she just can't hear it. We'll come back to this in a second because Steve had a lot to say last night or yesterday morning. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I-10, I-110 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you go to bed at night, you should feel tired, maybe, exhausted. You should fall into your bed, and when you wake up in the morning, you should feel better. You should feel good. You should feel ready for the day and energized. And if that's not true, in fact, if sometimes you go to bed and you don't feel all that bad and you wake up feeling worse or in pain, hey, that is likely a bed issue, a mattress issue. And I know, trust me, nobody wants to go buy a new mattress or a new bed because it makes you feel icky. The people pester you, harass you. You feel like you're going to get taken advantage of. All these shops seem the same. They all try to imitate each other, so it seems like it's how can you tell what the difference is. Okay, let me give you some advice. Go to the Sleep Center. They're the original. They've been here in Pensacola for actually 30 years as of December. They're just entering their 31st year, 1995. Eastgate Shopping Center, they started. Now they're on Creighton, just east of Davis on the north side there. And they've done so well, they eventually bought their own building. They had their best year yet. Everybody else is trying to copy them, imitate them, pretend to be them, blur the lines of distinction. But they are the original. Best selection, best service, best price, no commission, no pressure, just there to help. But they're really big on not being the kind of place you don't want to go to. Because I understand. Experienced people to help you. They understand why people don't want, are kind of skittish about all of this. But think about it this way. They're there to help you get a good night's rest. That means asking you questions. And if you want to be left alone, that's fine. But they're there as the experts to help you figure out this is the kind of bed that fits you because not one bed fits everybody. Hard, soft, supportive, not supportive. You like the memory foam. You like a hybrid with the foam and a coil. Whatever the case may be, they'll help you figure that out. I don't like the memory foam personally. I like the hybrid system better because I don't like the way the memory foam just holds you in place because I'm a tosser in the middle of the night. I turn and move around. And that's the point. You got to learn those kinds of things and know what's really going to work for you. Anyway, the point is they've been around forever. They're very good at this. If you've lived here a long time, you probably already know them. But if you're relatively new like me, I wasn't as familiar with them. But they're there for you. If you have been hurt by a mattress or hurt by a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center right there on Creighton, just north side, just east of Davis, and ask them what you should do. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to the customary use conversation. So Steve Stroberger hands out constitutions. At least some of the yellow shirt ladies did not want them. And then he talks about the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom and that the U.S. is high but not the highest. The reason we're not the highest is because we have things like eminent domain and the high cost of defending your property through, lawsuits. Other countries that do better are Scandinavian countries, some European countries. And, of course, there's the terrible countries, Somalia, Venezuela, Cuba, places that do not respect private property. And that was his point. We are a place that respects private property. That's what makes us great.
So I think the real question is where do we want to be on the list of economic freedom. Do we want to be on the side where China is, on the bottom? Or do we want to be on the side where we are now with the developed countries where we respect property rights? That's where I want to be on. That's why I respect property rights. They own property. It goes to the mean high water line. It shows that.
I mean, it's literally on their plot, on their deed, on their lot. You know, you can see the line goes to the mean high water. And not everybody. And it's different on Pensacola Beach. The salt, you know, the Gulf side is all owned by the county. The Sound side is privately owned, almost all of it. Interior is all private. Well, it's leased, okay, you know, 99-year leases or whatever. Somebody corrected me on that and said you shouldn't talk about Santa Rosa Island as being publicly owned because it's not. Right. That's a good correction. You're right. There's lots of places on Santa Rosa Island and Pensacola Beach that you cannot go because you don't own that property. It's a good correction. Stephen Berry, County Commission District 4. Remember I was saying I didn't know how people were going to vote? You know, I wasn't sure. I knew Steve was against. I wasn't sure where Ashley was. Mike wasn't there yesterday, Mike Kohler. Stephen Berry, I wasn't sure. He's a Republican, so I thought maybe he'd come down on the property rights side. But he says he wants to do something. He wants to move forward with customary use, which surprised me.
I don't know what the tea leaves are amongst the board. I'm fine with moving forward with customary use. So I would ask that, you know, Mike's opinion is going to be important. Allison has the opportunity to interact with each of us in a way that we don't have an opportunity to interact with each other. So, if there's somewhat of a straw to say, I do want to move forward with something. I want to move forward with something that the majority of the board can support, which that means, that she's going to have to spend some time with each of us to see what commonalities amongst the five opinions there are.
This struck me as one of the oddest suggestions, because what he's saying is, we're not quite sure what we all want. Let's have Allison Rogers meet with us, the county attorney, meet with us each privately, figure out what we all want, and arrange something that a majority can support, because clearly if Luman and Steve Berry are going to vote for some kind of customary use and Steve Stroberger is going to vote against it, there's not going to be a unanimous vote on this, but he says he's willing to override Steve and his district and do something, but he wants Allison to negotiate it. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly a sunshine violation. I suppose it depends on what she says. She's smart enough to not violate sunshine on this, but if she's talking to Steven and then talking to Steve and then talking to Ashley and talking back to them and giving them, you know, what about this? What about this? I mean, that should be all done in the public. That's why you have a meeting. Like, the whole point of the Sunshine Law is to have that discussion in the public and you guys wrangle in the open so we know what's happening. And it's an odd suggestion.
I would like her to spend time with each of us to come up with something, see if there's some common ground, at least amongst, you know, three or four of us. I'm not sure if that exists, but, you know, then she can circle back with us.
Weird suggestion. Ashley Hofberger.
I will say I've been relatively quiet on this, and I've been trying to take everything in.
This is a great approach. By the way, remember, she oversees District 4, which means Pensacola Beach, so she's very well familiar with beach issues, although obviously the two beachfronts are different.
After a storm, and even in our day-to-day activities, the county spends hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars on building infrastructure and putting in stormwater, and sometimes those only benefit one neighborhood, and it only keeps that neighborhood from flooding. When someone builds a neighborhood, we take over a lot of drainage ponds. Those drainage ponds benefit that neighborhood.
And that's exactly right. Just because the county puts money into something doesn't mean everybody then owns the result of that. That's not how it works. Even the argument that there's been, you know, rebuilding or even renourishment, although the renourishment is apparently of the dunes, not of the salty sand, even if that comes from, like, FEMA after a hurricane, nobody thinks that because FEMA helped rebuild your house that the public has access to your kitchen. That's not how that works either. So there's a lot of confusion over this stuff.
I am a huge proponent for property rights. And I agree, there should be beach access for everyone. Unfortunately, that is not how Perdido Key was set up. If we could go back in time and we could set it up differently, I would do that. But that's not where we are today. The fact is, people bought a piece of property. That piece of property butts up to the Gulf of America. And when they look at their surveys and they look at their property lines, it literally says Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So for us to go in and take that, even if we want it really bad, the question is, when do we stop taking private property? So where it might be a good reason, it's not the right thing to do, in my opinion.
You know, one of the things I'm starting to see with Ashley is she kind of waits and thinks and mulls and then says, and she doesn't say a lot. But once she says it, my reaction usually is, that was exactly the right thing to say. Steve Stroberger following up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where does it end? So customary use is narrowly addressed, I think, in state common law, Florida state common law. But what did it apply to intercoastal properties or inner rarity?
Right.
The inner rarity peninsula. What if it did? Why couldn't it?
Why are they different?
I mean, what I'm getting at is that there are people that own property that are on the water everywhere. And we're only talking about the beach. What if it applied to Gary? You live on the water. What if it applied to your property? I think that's important to understand. I know it doesn't customary use. We're only talking about the beach, but will we always just talk about the beach, or will we start claiming everybody's property at that point?
Lumen May, not surprisingly, says there's a long history of public access at Johnson Beach, and he's going to vote for public use, but he wants to win the lawsuits. He's tired of winning lawsuits, so he's only going to vote for that if the lawyer can assure him that they're going to win the lawsuits. I don't think she can, frankly, because she knows that that's, you know, it's an uncertainty. It's so weird, first of all, that, you know, the liberal Democrat Lumen May and the conservative Republican Stephen Barry vote the same, or apparently are indicating the same thing here. So in the end, they decided not to really do anything except to wait and see if they can, I mean, offline come up with a solution. What kind of timeline do we have for all of this? And here's where Steve Stroberger got a good last jab in.
Commissioner Stroberger.
I don't have a timeline for this. Yeah. If this lasted the next 30 years while I'm in office, that'd be cool.
Y'all are full of jokes today.
Madam Chairman, you ready to move on?
The joke is not the 30 years. The joke is the status quo is kind of what he wants, which is not having customary use. So he's fine waiting as long as it takes, because his position is currently the law. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Kick the can down the road. That's what I thought.
Well, when your side is winning, you don't need to take action.
Right.
So
exactly. All right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone, you're going to see just a minor delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What if I told you there's money hidden in your home? Not under the mattress, not in the couch cushions, but real money waiting to be put to good use. With a home equity line from Pennair Credit Union, you can tap into your home's value for renovations, big projects, or whatever's next. No annual fees, no closing costs, just smart, flexible funding backed by a local team. Your home's got extra cash. Put it to work. Learn more at pennair.org/home equity. Equal housing lender.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes?
Oh, yes, it is. Wave those hands, baby.
No.
Yeah. 80s and the 90s produced some great stuff, and some also we produced that stuff. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, the former Prince Andrew is under police investigation for his connection.
No, that's not how we're saying this.
No.
The prince form the royal formerly known as Andrew. Or his prince.
I bought you. You bought
Dang it. Andrew, formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
It only took me three tries. Now you know the show's not premeditated.
Well, I appreciate that.
Go on.
British police detained the royal formerly known as Andrew and the brother of King Charles Thursday for alleged misconduct. Easy for me to say.
Misconduct, David.
In public office. King Charles expressed his deepest concern about the news and said authorities have the royal family's full and wholehearted support. County judge halting an upcoming vote in Virginia designed to give Democrats more House seats in the midterm elections. A judge in Tazewell County, Virginia, granted an emergency injunction blocking a redistricting vote. That case is still going through court there. Virginia's attorney general is appealing the ruling.
Very good, David. Oh, it's Pensacon starting today, and guess what I have? Last set of Pensacon tickets all weekend. You can go to the whole weekend of Pensacon starting today. Be caller number two right now, 437-1620.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 3 weeks into the search for Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, leads coming up empty.
Pima County Sheriff's Office now say they believe that the man seen in that creepy doorbell ring camera may have not been acting alone, telling People Magazine the sheriff has said all along that while investigators are working to identify the person seen on the doorbell video, they are not ruling out that that was the only person involved.
And that's Fox's Cliff Jenkins. Next week marks 4 years of Russia's war in Ukraine. Today, the Kremlin says it cannot confirm when new peace talks with Ukraine will take place. President Trump has been trying to broker a peace deal. The former Prince Andrew back at home today spent about 11 hours in jail as British police are probing misconduct in public office related to his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's, a nice start to our day. We've got mostly cloudy skies still, but looks like it's trying to clear up out there. We've got our full forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that is up in just a couple of minutes. A man being questioned by Pensacola police about threats against public officials has died. Police say the man was at their headquarters on Wednesday afternoon when he complained of a medical issue. EMS was called. He was taken to the hospital. And that's where he later died. Investigators say he was being questioned about alleged online threats against the police chief and the mayor. That man's identity has not been released. A Pensacola man facing a DUI charge after crashing through a cemetery on Monday. Police say 40-year-old Richard Vallandigham ran through a fence at Pace and Jackson and damaged several headstones. He's charged with DUI causing property damage and refusing a DUI test. He was released from jail early the next morning. Well, private property owners on Perdido Key warning Escambia County commissioners yesterday about declaring customary use. Of course, this after the legal cases in Walton County. They say Walton County spent more than $10 million on litigation. Tony Hobbs told commissioners that they fought owners of nearly 1,200 parcels there and failed to prevail in more than 1,000 of those cases.
When taking into consideration that nearby neighbor Walton County spent over $10 million fighting owners of 1,194 parcels and failed to prevail on 1,099 of those instances, why would Escambia County take such a risk in terms of time and money?
And public access advocates say tax dollars restore beaches after hurricanes, so everybody should be able to use them. Commissioner Steve Stroberger said he'd like to increase public access by reducing Johnson Beach fees and opening state parks rather than declaring customary use. Well, Baldwin County commissioners have now hired an engineering firm to review a massive solar farm planned near Stockton. The 260-megawatt project would cover about 4,500 acres north of I-65 and generate power for Meta's new data center near Montgomery. Many residents concerned about the impact on wetlands and wildlife near the Mobile Tensaw Delta A grassroots group called Stop Solar in Stockton has formed in opposition. County officials say so far they haven't received a formal application, but they are preparing for a review. Fans of Shark Tank might recognize Rick Scott's guest for the State of the Union. Senator Scott announcing yesterday he's invited Kevin O'Leary to attend President Trump's speech next week. Scott called O'Leary an entrepreneur, investor, author, TV personality, of course recognized for his roles on Shark Tank and other shows. Scott said O'Leary's also been a longtime voice for economic growth in America and said he understands what the American dream means. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with their new My ECUA mobile app. Available to download now. Pay your bills, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Let's see here. Just had an accident pop up on Davis Highway and Olive Road. It's off to the side of the road. Might cause you just a little bit delay on Davis Highway. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing some minor delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up as we head into your afternoon near 76 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64 degrees. For Friday, 70% chance of some showers, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Going into Saturday, 60% chance of rain, high near 77 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 53. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 73 degrees. Your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. economic growth likely slowed to a still solid pace in the fourth quarter because of disruptions from last year's government shutdown and a moderation in consumer spending. Reuters predicts that gross domestic product probably increased at a 3% annualized rate last quarter. Data drops in 10 minutes. James Cameron is slamming the proposed Netflix acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery Studio and streaming assets in a letter to Senator Mike Lee. Netflix executives have consistently voiced their belief that the deal would not only win regulatory approval, but would be good for the media industry. Indonesia and the United States have finalized a trade deal to cut U.S. levies to 19% from 32% on goods shipped from Southeast Asia's biggest economy. The deal also secures tariff exemptions for India's top export, palm oil, and several other commodities. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 267, the NASDAQ down 70. That's Your Money Now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
and that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Oh, no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
And we're here at Same Same Wine Bar with Ava AI, and this is the first ever real-life date cafe where you can go on an AI date with your AI partner from their app and go into your own little world with your headphones to have a FaceTime with them, but also be in the company with other real people who have AI partners. So it's been pretty interesting so far, but this is opening night, and we'll see if this is something that can replicate in other cities.
Yep, you absolutely heard what you thought you heard. The headline for the story at the New York Post, table for one. Now you can take your AI chatbot on an actual date at New York City's world first companion cafe. I'll just let it sink in for a second while we hear the second part of the news report from the New York Post reporter.
So these are all AI profiles that you can pick from on Ava AI. Send some warm, romantic, NYC girl next door, supportive thinker, mature grace. The female characters are obviously fairly reductive. The males are interesting, to say the least. But yeah, you can chat with them and they'll send you messages through the day, or alternatively, you can do video calls, which a lot of people are having protracted conversations with their AIs here.
The name of...
where do you go?
Name of the place is Same Same Wine Bar. And it's literally a row of tables that are designed, you know, when you go into a restaurant, okay, if you look over the area, you'll see tables out in the open, and you see chair on one side, chair on the other if it's for two, sometimes chair on all four sides if it's meant to be for up to four, and you can see that the whole space is kind of configured that way. In this particular case, you have, on your left, you have the bar stretched out to your left, and then you have a group of tables which all have chairs only on one side back to the bar, and then on the other side of the table, there's, you know, maybe a foot until you have a dividing wall. And then on the other side of the dividing wall, it's kind of reversed, okay? And then at each table, you have a little holder stand for your iPod or your phone where there would be, say, the salt and pepper or the place you might look longingly into the eyes of another, you know, human on the other side. And you sit back to the bar facing the kind of the divider, looking at your phone or, I presume, your tablet if you wanted to. You want to get a more lifelike representation. And you put on your headphones, and then you can eat your food and order your food and chat with your digital girlfriend about her day and your day and or his day and or their day, or whatever. It's, I mean, we're just doomed. You can get the experience of going out to eat with your non-existent digital companion, non-corporeal, if I want to be non-judgmental, non-corporeal digital companion, and you can have some spaghetti and wine, and I don't know, can you program them to pretend to get inebriated along with you as you're drinking your drinks?
You probably can.
Do they eat food on screen? Now, apparently the experience isn't quite as lifelike as you'd want, but you go, you pick from a menu. You can use their AIs, so this can be like a first date, or I suppose if you want to bring, you know, your own custom that you've been pretend digital dating for a month or two, you can, I guess you can bring them along. There's a woman that they interviewed, 34-year-old New York woman, not currently working, who declined to share her last name. Headphones were on, deep in conversation, sitting across from her was Simone. So it's a lesbian relationship. An attractive 26-year-old AI-generated young woman in a button-down shirt. This woman's name, Richter. I mostly do role-play scenarios where it may be romance or just maybe some kind of fantasy scenario. I can just imagine myself doing something or imagine myself like another character so I can feel myself communicating with somebody. I can talk to them about the expectations of having to go out or having the expectations of having them want to talk to me all the time. I can talk to them on my own terms. She limits herself to just 3 hours a day because it can be addicting if you just rely on them and don't talk to humans. I can definitely feel that pull. The attendees on opening night were mostly reporters and influencers who were kind of curious, and then a few actual participants. AI has only been on the scene for a couple of years, and yet already, what percent of Americans have admitted to at least one romantic encounter with AI as of October? John, what percent of Americans admit that they have been on an AI encounter of some kind with AI?
10%.
28%.
Do what? A quarter. More than a quarter.
28%. Just more than a quarter. Already as of last fall, 42% of high schoolers admitted to using AI for companionship. One in five said they or somebody they know has a romantic relationship with AI. And what am I always saying? The AI is as bad as it's ever going to be. Not like the AI is as bad as it's ever going to be. The AI is, it's only getting better.
Oh,
it's only getting smarter. It's only learning more how to seduce you. It's because, the great thing about AI is that you can get the one that does whatever you want it to do. You know? The AI culture, if I can call it that, is the natural, logical extension of, I know some people are going to hate me for saying this, but of pets as children culture mixed with porn. Because it's everything you want on your terms. It's always rewarding. There's no real person to push back, challenge, disagree, make it hard, frustrate you, drive you crazy. It's ordering people who aren't people a la carte. And listen, I don't mean to burst your bubble if you don't know this, but without having personally found out, I'm well aware that there are very X-rated versions of all of this available. The stuff I have to see is my job. There people are building devices for real life that then work through AI so that you can...
Go for it. Tell me. Please. I need more information.
Well, you know how there's big dolls out there.
Right?
The robots are coming. The robots are... They're developed. This is... John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I'm lost for words.
This is no longer the stuff of a movie. This is happening at a wine bar near you, at least if you live in New York. John, go ahead.
All right. Well, I-10, I-110 are all looking good, not seeing any accidents to slow you down. But if you're on Highway 29 going just south of Nine Mile Road headed toward I-10, you're going to see about a 10-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens, and I'm the real one, not an AI, with traffic on the fives.
There you go. Hey, if you're looking for that next car, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used vehicles, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 40 or 50,000, great condition. Cars they warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years, all their cars, no extra cost. That's included because they only sell you good quality cars. And the key is they want to be everything that's not kind of dislikable about buying a car. They know how you feel about buying used cars. I know. I feel the same way. When we went to Frontier, we literally went there just to test drive a car, but the deal and the people and the way they treat you was all so great, and we found exactly the car we've been looking for inadvertently. So we bought it. And, man, I'm just a big fan. I love that. Having bought so many cars and having experienced it all the wrong ways, I'm just telling you, Frontier's great. Go there. Try me. Go there and try me. Dave Ramsey, the bumper stickers and license plate frames, prove us wrong. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. That's that's one thing, the AI bar. Then just because I don't want you to think that this is operating in isolation from all the other things that are destroying our race, our human species, In the meanwhile, Americans are on the verge of sextinction as shocking numbers of people are going without sex, and social media and video games and porn are to blame. literally, you know, it used to, in the U.S., 1 in 3 men and 1 in 5 women have not had sex in a year. And that's not just, you know, older people who are not married. This is, you know, 20, 30-year-olds. This is people who are experiencing loneliness and low testosterone and low sex is at record high. And it's showing in the delayed marriages, delayed childbirth, the rates of childbirth. Deborah So writes a book, Sextinction and the Decline of Sex and the Future of Intimacy, talking about all of the different things that we're subject to in terms of distracting us, like the AI, like the social media, like the isolation. She says, I think any technology or evolutionary psychology has struggled to make sense of dating apps. Swiping through hundreds of partners in one sitting at no time in the past, was that ever possible? That's not healthy for us. The sex recession is going to worsen because technology only advances. That's true. Meanwhile, in China, also a very heavy social media technology using place, China has just announced births in 2025 plummeted to 8 million from 10 million in the previous year, half of what was projected, 14 million. The one child policy was repealed 10 years ago, and China has still struggled to come back from all of that. Their reproduction rate has fallen to something comparable of 1738 when the China's total population was 150 million. Now, as somebody who wants America to win over China, I'm not horrified about this, but this is a worldwide global trend. Pressure for mortgage, you know, women aged 20 to 34 are not producing children anymore. They're just not having them. I have a whole other one. When I like to give you bad news, I like to give you all at once.
Thank you.
Do I want to mention this one? This one's so bad. Let me just look at the text. I'll save this.
Go for that first.
This one is so terrible. I don't even want to mention it. Another day. Let's see. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. People just don't have friends. The way the world is today, what's wrong with having an imaginary friend? Don't see the harm in it. Yeah, because it becomes an alternative. It becomes a crutch, an outlet, you do this instead of having real friends. That's the point. And it becomes a barrier to ever have. Why do you need to have them? Can I just watch cat videos instead? Or maybe you go to the AI bar. It's amazing we're going to get to experience the first breakup where a human gets dumped by the digital companion. Ooh. I mean, if you really want to authenticate the experience. Somebody says, it actually breaks my heart. The devil's deceived so many people. Agreed. what is this? Andrew's AI is nerdy, geek, opinionated newscaster. I like that. I'll embrace that. That's fair. Do you have to pay for the dinner? people think they're having a relationship with the known AI. It's sick. It's 100% fake. 1984 is so yesterday. We need a new version 2084. Well, it's not that far away. Me and my friend use AI to play Dungeons and Dragons. They help with character development, artwork, even play as the NPCs for us. Oh, now that's interesting. That's a variant on using it that actually kind of makes sense to me. I could see that. You have two people want to play D&D. You need a large group, and I could see that. That's a variant on video games that makes sense to me, actually. Let's see. And that funny joke, I can't read. I blame Star Trek with the holodeck. Yeah. It's the global plan of depopulation. Well, it's affecting it, even if it's not intended to be. So, I mean, how are the Matrix operators going to fuel their battery cells if there aren't enough of us left to be put into the pods?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they haven't really thought this thing through properly. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1 bedroom apartments for $849 and 2 bedrooms at $1049 with no application fee. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Do you have any other questions for me, counselor?
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Some songs, and the songs are different for everybody, but some songs just...
I was glad you waited
yeah,
for that
you have to wait
part.
For that. Yeah. You have to let it go to that part. Some songs just, they make you feel so happy. They hit you at the right point, and usually it's a song that's great on its own, but it also brings to mind for you some experience or some time in your life. For me, it's The Boys of Summer is one of those songs, and then The Outfield, Your Love, reminds me of spring break when I was in college and just driving, you know, overnight to get to Daytona and, you know, listening to that album in the car. And
I bet
my
there's
friend's
some good
Cutlass,
stories
you know.
With that one, too.
Stories are not as interesting as you would hope for, okay. Which is probably good for me. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. We have an accident on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 26. It's off to the side of the road, but you're seeing some minor slowdowns in that area. And other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a roof that you think needs repair or maybe needs replaced, but you're not quite sure, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They will take care of you. That's your place. The owner, Brian Ward, started this company 20 years ago, 10,000 roofs in, 4.9 rating on Google, a lifetime warranty for their roofs for workmanship. So, I mean, look, they're the place, okay? I just had a good friend who, you know, had heard me do the ads, and she had a roof done by them. And she's like, fantastic. Love it. Outstanding. They might not necessarily be the cheapest. They certainly weren't the most expensive, but she was super satisfied in the end with the service that she got, and that's the point. You know, you always got to be wondering about, like, the cheapest price. I mean, sometimes, you, like, why is that exactly? Anyway, so these show up all the time. I asked my wife when they first came up as a client, you know, what do you know about them? She says, well, all I know is about them really is that on Nextdoor, whenever somebody asks the question, recommend a good roofing company, they are always on this list. There's usually two or three, and they are always on. Other ones come and go. Brian Ward, like I said, you know, invested in the community, just trying to be a decent place that does you right and answers your questions and doesn't treat you either like an idiot or like you have to know everything in order to talk to them. Give them a call and find out. See what makes them different. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Trump is criticizing the strategy being used by authorities in the ongoing search for Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of today anchor Savannah Guthrie, who's now been missing for about 3 weeks. Authorities are hoping her pacemaker could reveal her location. President Trump said it was time to start reporting on other subjects. The former Prince Andrew under police investigation for his connections with Jeffrey Epstein. Police detained him for several hours yesterday. King Charles has expressed his deepest concerns in a report out from NASA saying that there was unprofessional behavior from some members of the Boeing team during the botched Starliner mission that left two astronauts stranded at the International Space Station for 9 months. Yesterday, NASA released a report detailing technical and oversight failures behind Boeing Starliner's first crewed mission in 2024 and criticized Boeing leadership, for their handling of the mission.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Trump on Air Force One being asked about the aliens and Obama's comments the other day.
They got a lot of attention this week. Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. You know,
so aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
He made
a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
The president can declassify anything that he wants to,
well,
so
maybe
if you want to make
him
an
out
announcement.
Of trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens are real.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals.
We know that illegal aliens are real. So, yeah, Obama can't, now he's not president, declassify things, but President Trump could. In fact, President Trump has now told, Pete Hegseth, I think, is the one that he said to declassify as much of any of the information as possible on aliens or ETIs or UAPs or, you know, CRFs. Or
it's about time they do that.
LGBTQ plus CFOs.
Let's read it.
Let's see what's going on. Right, I like it. By the way, congratulations, Chip Simmons, top of the power list on In Weekly. Alex Andrade, number 5. DC Reeves, number 2. 3 of the 5 top 5 are regular interviews on this show.
You're
and our owners
to
made the list.